mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is March 19, 2008. I barely made it into my broadcast cockpit here because we're busy on the phone with a scared lady in East Austin. The police came to her door in military uniforms. Looks like the military is out there with them. And said, don't worry, it's just a training operation. And from what we got over the phone, it's the classic lockdown grid. We know the city of Austin's been training with the military to drive hundreds of buses and take citizens to the emergency relocation center that they built at the old airport in 99. They built these in every major town, and even most small towns. It's all part of our journey into absolute despotism and the destruction of all freedom. We have a huge radio broadcast lined up for you today. I am so upset about what has developed and about what has happened that despite the fact that I didn't get home until midnight last night from work, and despite the fact that I've even cut out caffeine products 99% out of my diet, I still eat a little chocolate or drink a glass of iced tea or so once a week. I could not sleep. I woke up probably 20, 30 times during the night, and I ended up waking up at about 5:30 and going back to sleep at about 7 this morning for an hour. I can't even sleep over what's happened in the news and information that we have for you today. We told you it was going to happen, and I take no pleasure in being right again. I got home last night at about midnight. I went in to do some more news hounding, and I saw on Infowars.com the headline, Individual Right to Bear Arms Wins Favor in Court Agreement, a link to the New York Law Journal. And before I clicked on the link, I said, it will announce a big victory for gun owners, and then it will say, but they can have reasonable restrictions and can restrict under law, which is not a victory. It is the end of the Second Amendment. It is absolute despotism. And sure enough, I read the New York Law Journal, I read the Washington Post, and then I spent another hour scanning over hundreds of pages. Well, to be accurate, the main brief is 91 pages with another 20-something pages of footnotes entered in as evidence into the record. And I read the brief, the supposed pro-Second Amendment argument, and they are even saying, oh, go ahead and restrict. Yes, you're allowed to. And the other side is calling for absolute gun bans. The White House actually says we should be able to ban all handguns. I mean, there it is. They want to ban your handguns. There's thousands of facets to this. I couldn't sleep, and now I am struggling not to explode. Again, frustration, thousands of facets I want to go over. So many different issues, their tactics of lying. The big issue here is this is being heralded as a victory for the Second Amendment to make you stand down. It's a military tactic. It's an art of war tactic. This is coming up and so much more. Massive broadcast lined up.
It is a big idea. A new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. Before I get into the economic news, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us to chronicle the plunge of the dollar, before we get Larry Pratt on, coming up in about an hour and a half from now, from Gun Owners of America, who has been a party to the brief to the federal government, to the criminals. Before we break all of that down, I am going to get into the Second Amendment. Now, for those that see themselves as progressive, those that see themselves as liberal, it is a political football issue. It is a banner, a symbol of your stock and trade, of your identity that was built into you from public school and college and peer pressure and the sick New World Order culture, that guns themselves cause wars, that guns themselves are bullying wicked engines of abuse and degradation of humanity. No, evil people, evil governments, evil elites, evil organizations seek to always use overwhelming force of arms to dominate individuals, groups, countries, races. And where there is the Second Amendment and individual ownership of weapons, there is liberty. Where there is not, there is tyranny. Hitler was for gun control. Stalin was for, quote, gun control, which itself is a psychologically packaged word. You're not for gun control. Don't you want to control things? Don't you want to control a gun? Like it has feet of its own and walks out, and we hear about gun crime, gun murder. It's all implied, like guns are wicked 10-foot Grendels stalking the countryside, devouring children at midnight. I have studied this issue. I have read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers. I have gone and gotten the original newsprint of the Founding Fathers having debates in the newspapers, not just at the Continental Congress, but right through until the nation was actually officially formed and Congress established more than a decade later. There are not hundreds. There are thousands and thousands of sourced quotes of the Founding Fathers saying that when the government comes wanting to restrict your Second Amendment, your ownership of individual firearms, in any way, that is tyranny. Overthrow that government immediately. You, it is not your right. It is an absolute order from the Founding Fathers, from common sense, from the Bill of Rights, from the Constitution. There is no debating it. A strong body makes the mind strong. As to the species of exercises, I advise the gun. While this gives moderate exercise to the body, it gives boldness, enterprise, and independence to the mind. Games played with the ball and others of that nature are often too violent for the body and stamp no character on the mind. Let your gun, therefore, be your constant companion of your walks. Thomas Jefferson, letter to Peter Carr, 1785, in the writings of Thomas Jefferson, Memorial Edition, issued by the Trust of Thomas Jefferson. One loves to possess arms, though they hope never to have occasion for them. Thomas Jefferson to George Washington, 1796, the writings of Thomas Jefferson, Memorial Edition. We established, however, some, although not all, its self-government important principles. The Constitution of our states asserts that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves in all cases to which they think themselves competent, as in their electing their functionaries, executive and legislative. Notice their functionaries, not their officials, their authorities, their bosses. See, American people think you grovel to government, it's God, and it directs you. And they wear fancy uniforms and fancy plumed outfits like they always did in history. The more tyrannical a government, the more plumes and names and titles and finery. As your journey towards despotism nears completion, that they may exercise it by themselves in all cases which they think themselves competent. And it goes on, and deciding by a jury of themselves in all judiciary cases in which any fact is involved, or they may act by representatives freely and equally chosen. That is their right and duty, to be at all times armed. So he ends, Thomas Jefferson to John Cartwright, 1824 Memorial Edition. Limbscone and Bree, editors. Now, he's saying it's our right through voting, our right through juries, grand juries, and our right by the gun. We run this government. It all comes from us. No free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. Thomas Jefferson, Draft Virginia Constitution, 1776. That's when Virginia pulled out first, ladies and gentlemen. By themselves, up against the entire British Empire. Started there. And they said, you know what? You just come and take it. And it goes on and on and on and on, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of Second Amendment quotes that I have. Here's John Adams. See, because there's page after page of each founding father. A Defense of the Constitution of the United States, written by John Adams. Page 475. People hear John Adams, they don't even know who that is. They can't find the U.S. on a map. That's why the cops and the government can tell you you don't have a Second Amendment. Because the public doesn't know their head from a hole in the ground. I'm going to walk through all this today. The Supreme Court is going to ban your guns. And just like at Waco, when they were ramming those tanks in there and setting that place on fire, they were had bullhorns saying, this is not an assault, this is not an assault. And then there's the FLIR footage from the FBI's own planes showing them firing their automatic weapons. The Delta Force. This is not an assault where you see on the FLIR the people running out the back and being shot and falling down. And the Supreme Court saying, ooh, you won. You got a Second Amendment unless we say so. You ever seen the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, their, quote, global law? Article 29 and 30 say you have no rights. Now, the first 28 say you have just every right under the sun. Until it says, unless we say so. And how did I know they were going to do this? How did I know? I watched their official policy. Bush comes out during the 2004 election and says, we have a Second Amendment right. And then he adds, unless prescribed by law. And I watch what the Republican courts have been doing. They were setting us up. The Democrats are openly want our guns to feed on us. It's all, they all work for the same foreign banks. The Republicans, you know, they've got to seduce a nation of gun owners, 140 million, 150 million gun owners. They've got to fool you. And I'm seeing, type gun control into Google, web, Google News, look at it, hundreds of articles, hundreds. Where they're going, man, huge victory. Oh, my gosh, the Supreme Court, it looks like. Because these are just reports on observations of what the justices were saying and questions they were saying after, you know, hours of both sides presenting, quote, their evidence. One of the most important Supreme Court cases ever in our history, and they just spent a few hours on it. And now they're going to spend the next few months behind closed doors being told what to do by the political masters that put these judiciary whores in power. But they basically said what they're going to rule yesterday, and that is, we can ban any gun we want, whenever we want, and we're going to take your guns. And how is this being spun? Oh, great victory! This is not an assault! And you run out of the burning building, and there's infantry trained troops on both sides at the back of the Bradley fighting vehicles opening up on you with their fully automatic rifles. Video. FLIR footage, FBI aircraft, and the national media says that's not, it's quite normal to have those flashes off the ends of guns. That's just reflections. That's not a gun flash. See, they even tell you that's not an assault. They were telling the Davidians it wasn't an assault as they were shooting them. But when you see the video of them shooting them, they say, well, that's not what you're seeing. Then the Delta Force documents get released in Congress that they indeed did kill them, and it's never in one newspaper. Oh, yeah, it's admitted they went in and killed them and went in with an infantry maneuver and went into the church records vault, a little concrete structure in there, and put a satchel shaped charge bomb in there to send the directed energy down into the church vault where the women and children were hiding, and it turned them all into a stew. It was just a stew. Splattered them all up against the walls. This is not an assault. And the Supreme Court, ooh, big victory for gun owners. And then you stand down. Oldest trick in the book. When did the Vietnamese communist attack? During the Tet holiday. When there was a ceasefire. They tell you ceasefire. They tell you you're winning as they slit your throat ear to ear. And the lifeblood of this country and our heritage and everything we are sprays out in black gouts all over the ground. And you got that stupid smirk on your face.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Noah Webster, you know him for Webster's Dictionary, founding father of the United States. Now, the FBI and FEMA teach that they are enemy terrorists. We have them on video. The founding fathers are bad. Who do you side with, the founding fathers or the shaved head, tattooed BATF criminals? Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. A military force at the command of Congress can execute no laws but such as the people perceive to be just and constitutional, for they will possess the power and jealously will instantly inspire the inclination to resist the execution of law, which appears to them unjust and oppressive. There's a founding father, and I've got every one of them saying the same thing. These guns are for the government. They're always the threat. They're always the enemy. Always. And the greatest military force of a government ever assembled has been assembled against us. The police have been brainwashed, have been turned over. Their special weapons and tactics teams have been turned over to the New World Order. The BATF has always been criminal, back from the days that they would rape your wives and steal everything you had if they caught you running a still and selling whiskey without paying taxes to them. They're the oldest federal police force and a criminal wickedness untold. They tripled the size of the BATF because the new reign of terror against the Second Amendment is beginning. You type gun control into Google News, hundreds of stories, and almost every one of them is a defeat for the Second Amendment. State, city, county, international, lawsuits, Republican, Democratic governors, suing manufacturers, making them stamp the casings, total control, harassing gun owners, just ravaging us, raiding gun dealers, raiding gun owners, harassing veterans, banning hundreds of thousands of veterans a month from owning guns. But the enemy had more hubris when it came to the Second Amendment 5-10 years ago. They would admit they wanted to take our guns, and then they would lose politically, and we would rally against them. But now they've gotten slicker. They just say, oh, you've won, yes, oh, yes. And then the NRA comes and introduces the gun control bills. They're compromised. Have you ever studied how nations fall, how people are betrayed? They go to who is most trusted and buy them off. They don't need to buy off the NRA leadership. The NRA was founded by the federal government the year after the Civil War. It was founded. It is nothing but to prepare, quote, general military readiness. You know, these arguments that, well, the Supreme Court's saying right now, it's a militia. Only the militia can own guns. And the militia is the National Guard. Well, it was founded in 1906. So how did they, in 1776 and 1789, come out with something saying it's an individual right and the people are the militia, and then you read the duties of the militia, it is to fight the tyrannical government. I just read to you Noah Webster. Let me read it again. To suppose arms in the hands of citizens to be used at individual discretion, except in private self-defense or by myriad orders of towns, countries, or districts of a state, it is to demolish every constitution and lay the laws prostrate so that liberty can be enjoyed by no man. It is a desolation of the government. The fundamental law of the militia is that it be created, directed, and commanded by the laws and ever for the support of the laws. That's John Adams, A Defense of the Constitution. Now let me read you Noah Webster. Before a standing army can rule, that's tyranny, folks. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. What about 9/11, Noah? You didn't see that. A military force at the command of Congress can execute no laws but such as the people perceive to be just and constitutional. For they, the people, possess the power and jealously will instantly inspire the inclination to resist the execution of a law which appears to them unjust and oppressive. We're going to come back with the serious news.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and get into the news now. Now, what's happened to the Second Amendment? To watch the general public completely dumbed down, having no idea how their government operates, the branches of government, any of it, and then watching politicians in both parties act like the people's will or what the Bill of Rights or Constitution says is being honored is very frustrating, okay? The criminals in the Supreme Court have ruled that there's no Fourth Amendment. The criminals in the Supreme Court have ruled that women can kill their babies. People say, well, they never had a ruling before. Yeah, because no one ever thought there needed to be one. And even if you're for abortion, understand that's the power of the Supreme Court, what they can do overnight. Now, they are not going to come out and say, we can ban all your guns. In fact, they're doing something much slicker. They have never had a Supreme Court ruling on the Second Amendment because the first Chief Justice of the Supreme Court gave literally hundreds of quotes and statements about the absolute total right of citizens to own firearms and other weapons in resistance to the government, including cannon. Oh, you can't trust the people with that. Oh, but you can trust the government with all the power and control and secrecy and men and women who lust for power getting into those positions? Oh, let's just have no balance of power with the government. Let's just let them have it all. So up front, it is asinine to even debate with people. Debating with victim disarmament, slave disarmament supporters. The useful idiots and the corporates above them who know what it's about, slavery. And having their property disarmed. It's like you declaw and defang a rat before you feed it to the prize snake. They're going to pull the rat's teeth out. They're going to cut his claws off and throw him in scampering around in the glass case. And most of the world has had their fangs pulled, and that's why the UN can march in Rwanda and kill 800,000 people. And now it's come out decades later, as we told you, that the UN ran the murder. Before it was, oh, they let it happen and might have helped a little. No, they ran it. And, of course, they say that in the 2000 July 7th, their declaration of gun ban in D.C., they met in New York, and they said, UNIDIR, the small arms control division of the UN, said that civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. A power monopoly of the state is a dictatorship. And they say that our ownership of guns threatens their dictatorship. And you're absolutely right, it does. Now, I know most of you already understand this. You've read the Federalist Papers. You've read the Constitution, Bill of Rights. You understand that. Your neighbor doesn't. The guy that's got the Harley Davidson. The guy that's got American Eagles on every one of his shirts. The guy that's got George Bush stickers on his car. The guy who means well. He's okay to play golf with or go jet skiing with, but he thinks everything's fine. And if we can't get him angry and moving to defend the Second Amendment, we're going to lose it and go into civil war. Because there are going to be people who are going to fight back in mass as this incrementally happens, even if it's incremental. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want to go to that. I want to take our government back and then arrest the New World Order minions and prosecute them. It does nothing to the New World Order to talk about big shootouts with cops in the streets and the rest of it. And, of course, the little pathetic SWAT teams in every city will be brushed aside, no problem. But that's what the globalists want. The next phase is federal troops and I-4 international armies, which are now publicly in signed agreements to use Dutch, Israeli, German, British, Canadian, Mexican, Czech Republic, on more than 50 countries, to police certain sectors of the U.S. They even come here for 30 years and train in the sectors. Now, though, that's not just in Army training manuals and documents. It's in the mainstream news. Cue up Shattered Union. I want them to hear this. This is more, and of course you've got Jericho and all these other shows where they're pushing this idea. America with a K. All of it. Pre-implanted in the minds out there. Now, why am I so angry today? How many times have I said in the last year, since it was announced that in March of 2008, the Supreme Court would hear oral arguments and the brief on the Second Amendment dealing with the D.C. gun ban? I want to play this first, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to give you basically an executive summary of what we're facing. Then I want to flesh more of this out. But this is what they would like to happen. They're full of hubris. They're going to end up losing in the end. But the police and others better hope the Second Amendment stays in place, and you better hope you're never marched out against us to try to get our guns, because I take no pleasure in what's going to happen to you. You will be absolutely destroyed. And that's the globalist plan, because then they're going to bring in the foreign force. How many years did we tell you all this, and now you see it in the news? How many years? I know it's crazy. I know it's hard to believe, but truth is stranger than fiction. This is really happening. Here it is.
Following a disputed election and a tie vote, the U.S. Congress installs the most unpopular president in U.S. history as David Jefferson Adams becomes the 44th president of the United States. Shortly after the election, increased unrest, rioting, and a growing number of militias have given rise to ever-increasing domestic terrorism. In response, the president invokes the Homeland Security Act and declares martial law on the West Coast and other areas of the country. Though highly contested, a Supreme Court ruling sidesteps the electoral process, disqualifying popular presidential candidates from several states. Public outrage explodes when a sham election leads to incumbent David Adams accepting a second term in office. During the 57th Inauguration Day ceremonies, Washington, D.C. is struck by a low-yield nuclear weapon, killing David Adams and most of the U.S. Congress. The destruction of Washington, D.C. effectively breaks the chain of succession, sending the nation into chaos. In an emergency vote, the European Union deploys peacekeepers from the greater D.C. area to secure international interests. With separatist sentiment rising, California's governor declares home rule and secedes from the Union. Texas follows quickly and declares sovereignty, taking neighboring states with them and forming the Republic of Texas. Now, the once United States of America lie in ruin. The time for words has passed, and the Second American Civil War now erupts as seven factions wage war across the land. They battle one another to reclaim a nation, to restore peace, to rebuild this shattered union.
And there are hundreds of video games basically putting out the same line. We can play the one we played a week or so ago about the energy wars, the oil wars, where they're going to shut off our fuel. And then you read actual head of the Council on Foreign Relations says the global warming's fake. It's a way to organize the people against themselves for our police state. Terrorism, we're going to use that to take their rights. Now, I could sit here for literally 10 hours. I mean more than that. Reading Founding Father quotes about the Second Amendment being absolute individual right to own muskets, the handgun of the age, the larger muskets, the long rifles, the Kentucky long rifles, cannon. And it is for the government that we be an armed camp, jealously, greedily, sitting on top the jewel of liberty. That's a quote, by the way. Guarding it. But no. Again, every line I read was thoughts and information last night. I spent 2 hours reading the entire briefing. I have read the entire briefing. You can go to Infowars.com, best place to find it, and link through to the individual right to bear arms wins favor in court argument, New York Law Journal. And there they've got a link to the Supreme Court where you can go to the Supreme Court itself and try to find it, but it's best to go to the main page and get it. District of Columbia. The petitioners are Dick Anthony Heller. I'm going to get him on soon, by the way, now that this case has been put forward. And this is the above oral argument before the Supreme Court of the United States, 10:06 a.m. appearances, and then it begins. Walter Dillinger, Esquire, Washington, D.C., on behalf of the petitioners. And then against them is General Attorney Paul D. Clement, Esquire, Solicitor General, Department of Justice, Washington, D.C., on behalf of the United States, and amicus supporting the petitioners. The White House. Okay. The Bush White House. And you read this sucker, and they argue for gun bans nationwide. So that's one big issue here, is we have the White House red-handed. And, of course, they're fronts and puppets themselves. Bush will be gone soon. Let's forget about him, just like with Clinton. Hating the individual is fun, and he is a joke, and, you know, the rest of it. What do you think using cocaine for 40 years does to you? But, and Rick and Jack Daniels. But let's just move on. What do you think having gay porn stars at the White House every night does to you? Let's just move on from that. He's a pathetic worm. Fully compromised, like Barack Obama, Hillary, and McCain. These are sock puppets. These are meat puppets for the New World Order. They're there because every corporate program, every governmental system is attacking the Second Amendment full scale, the textbooks, the public schools, everywhere. The government's announcing homeschooling is illegal at state Supreme Court level in California and Illinois. They're announcing they can unlimited spy on you, no Fourth Amendment. I mean, they're making their move right now. And this same Supreme Court, 7 of the 9 appointed by Republicans, people expect them to hear this. And so they're playing a trick. Everything they've done is for tyranny. Everything they've done is to break down the country. Every ruling they've had has been 180 degrees opposite, no debate, from the most pro-governmental intent of the Founding Fathers. They're 180 degrees away from Alexander Hamilton, who was the most statist and wanted a king and wanted to set up their own nobility and wanted George Washington to be the king. They're 180 degrees opposite from him. They're like double negative opposite from Thomas Jefferson or George Washington or Sam Adams or Thomas Paine. There is no debate. I've got Alexander Hamilton quotes here about how it's to defend against a corrupt government. It's a 100% right. 100% right to hold and manufacture and have guns. Congress can make no law dealing with them. Just like religion. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. You don't have any purview, any jurisdiction, any more than a cop from Austin, Texas has jurisdiction in New York. Or a New York cop has jurisdiction in Tokyo. You don't have jurisdiction. You're the tyrants. You're the criminals. And there's lots of criminals who think they're in the right. Just because you're tuned in right now and thinking I'm lying just because you're ignorant doesn't mean you're still not a criminal. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. And by the way, do you know what the penalty is for treason? The Founding Fathers are very clear. They said anyone that tries to disarm you unlawfully should be executed. So you need to know that you're being set up and you're on the wrong side of history. Now, they have national polls of upwards of 98%. They just had one last year of police officers nationwide, and 98% are pro-gun. Cops, by and large, are pretty good, but the system they're part of is very bad. Now, over 80% of police chiefs, though, are pro-gun control because they're political. A cop knows that in Chicago or New York or L.A., where they have massive gun control, or D.C., highest crime rate in the country per capita since the gun ban, they're always the king, folks. Every once in a while, Detroit or Chicago will pass them, or New York, but overall, on average, they're the king. And why? I've seen newscasts of people live up there. They'll have like 5, 6, 7, 8 deadbolts. They'll board up their windows, even in middle-class areas. Because they know, folks. They know. They can come in there and have their way with you. And the type of people that would live somewhere like that, who wouldn't move where they could have a Second Amendment, are also the types that won't fight back with a butcher knife or baseball bat. See, it's not just that they don't even have a Second Amendment there. Statistically, they don't fight back either. Because, see, only someone raised somewhere where you're trained, where your daddy doesn't take you out and teach you that you're going to be a warrior when you grow up. And that doesn't mean running around acting tough. That means a man is taught he's going to protect his women, protect his family. A man is taught to fight back when somebody punches him. A man is taught how to use a gun and is taught to use it if somebody attacks you. Somebody comes in your house. you hadn't chopped off what's between my legs, I'm not a slave. And I understand what the costs are here. And to watch Americans go into bondage, to watch us falling apart and overrun by seas of desperate third world populations, to watch the police dressing like ring wraiths and openly admitting that they're in federal grants, putting on intimidating uniforms and the cameras in school bathrooms. I know I say that every day. How do you get over cameras in thousands of school bathrooms in the stalls? See, that's 1984 on steroids. We're already living deeply in this, but we have this vestigial Second Amendment that they're trying to get rid of. And you read this, the Supreme Court is about to rule they can take your guns. But as they announce it, they put in a lie of, oh, you won, you have a right, sometimes, maybe, if we say so. The literal end of America. Everything's imploding.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year. Year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call Jeff and order now by calling 562-544-0507. That's Jeff at 562-544-0507. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We'll be right back.
Live, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting into the economy with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Tomorrow we got the head of London Guardian's financial section, who's openly saying this is all engineered, this financial collapse. Got Larry Pratt coming up in about 40 minutes to break down what's happening with the Second Amendment. All right. So the Supreme Court, when you read this 100-plus page oral brief, you get the questions back from the justices, the supposed pro-gun justices. And they say things like, well, it's not reasonable to have a total gun ban. I can see that we ban some guns and make you lock them up and, you know, that we track who owns and register. But I don't see, a total ban. I think we have the power to restrict. Now, that's the pro-gun. That's Scalia and others. I've got their comments right here. We're going to do a big story on this in the next few days. Just reading it all again takes hours. And I'm not whining about that. It's just that I do so much study that I need the time to even articulate it. It's just insane. But the basic executive summary is this. They have never had a Supreme Court ruling for gun control. All they have is the first Chief Justice and the other Chief Justices and then a few of the presidents that came along who had also been on the Supreme Court previously who were just all wildly Second Amendment. It's an individual right to fight the government. It's just common street thugs, but that's secondary. It's mainly for tyrannical government. They said it will come. You will have to fight and die or you'll be slaves. There's quotes like that all day. And it just said, gut up. You see movies like 300 that's exaggerated and puffed up, but it's really true. 300 people held off hundreds of thousands for, a week or something? The Alamo, 187 people against 4,000. They were all going to die. Colonel Travis said, victory or death. We're going to stay here. We're going to die. People say, modern people say, well, that's dumb. Modern people say, they should have run. They should have given in. Well, most cultures do that, and everyone's slaves. India, China. They don't produce anything, folks. That's what the West is all about. Any great culture stands up and is willing to sacrifice. Look at the Japanese, dominant over all of Asia. They have that trait. You think Colonel Travis didn't want to see his son that my family raised? You didn't think he didn't want to go home and live a life? He was 20-something years old? You didn't think all those other men? Davy Crockett? Already a legend? But you know what? They knew it was tyranny. I don't care what the historians try to put out. You read their actual letters. They knew that Santa Anna was a dirty dictator, and they craved taking on 4,000. Let me tell the New World Order something, too. You kill me, you kill others of us, you just make us martyrs. In the end, we're going to walk on your graves, guaranteed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.